Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kenneth Davis is with us too, folks, because he's our good friend. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Ken is a New York Times best-selling author. His book, Don't Know Much About History, is just, there's something under a billion copies have been sold galactically. He's also the author of Don't Know Much About Mythology, America's Hidden History, on and on. A whole series of Don't Know Much About books, and he's here to talk to us about Halloween. Ken, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Always a great pleasure to be with you, and I think the headline here is that Halloween is not small business. It's a very big business.
It is a big business, isn't it?
But it is. I've seen different rankings for it, but some put it as high as the second biggest commercial holiday now behind Christmas.
Wow.
And you go into the malls or you go to the stores and you can see it. I mean, it used to be a simple thing. You throw on a sheet and took a shopping bag around to a few neighbors. Now it's the costumes and the candy and the decorations. I mean, there are decorations, houses decorated the way they are for Christmas. It's quite extraordinary. It's a multi-billion dollar industry and much more an adult holiday now than it was.
It shows you how self-indulgent we've become, isn't it?
It does, I do put myself in this category of the aging baby boomers who had fun as doing this as kids and didn't want to give it up. And so, we've continued our...
It was our generation, really, that brought this thing. I mean, when we hit the streets back in the 50s and 60s, when we hit the streets back then, that was, we really brought Halloween into what it is today, didn't we?
Oh, I think that's when it really boomed, absolutely, and certainly in the last 20 years or so, it's taken off even more. We have a parade here in... I'm talking to you from New York City this morning in Greenwich Village. We'll have a parade Saturday night where, and it's a real spectacle. It's an extraordinary thing. I mean, there'll be a million people if the weather is good. And it's a kind of combination of Times Square on New Year's Eve and Mardi Gras and Carnival all rolled into one. But
of course, they're going to be competing with the World Series, though, right?
Well, in the West Village, the World Series would take second place to the Halloween parade.
I see your point. Yeah, I agree with you. Well, you know, Ken, you and I do a lot of history, cover a lot of history on the show over the years and all the different holidays. As you know, I do all the holidays that are on Monday through Friday and always have for 12 years. But Halloween, I got to say, I think I've been able to hold my own with you reasonably well. But Halloween is not a holiday that I know a lot about. What I remember was bad costumes with masks where the color of the mask, remember how it would bleed through and get on your mouth and everything. You know, remember all that? And the bad, you know, costumes you'd pull up over. But what I remember was filling up pillowcases full of candy.
That's right. It was
in the old days.
You took a pillowcase or at most a shopping bag.
Yeah.
No, it's actually fascinating history and traditions. And I write about it in one of my books, Don't Know Much About Mythology, because it really does go back two very ancient myths and legends that come from the Celtic people, primarily of Ireland, the British Isles, other parts of Europe, thousands of years ago, before Christianity. That's right, the Druid priests. They saw this time of year and this night in particular as a dying time. The harvest was brought in, the fruits were dying on the trees were bare, light was going out of the world. It was getting
we don't know if we're going to live through the winter.
that's absolutely right. They saw it as a time of death, and in their minds, so it was a harvest festival, but also the end of one year, but that also means the beginning of a new year. They literally believed that on this one night, which they called Samhain, it has nothing to do with the word Halloween.
Say that again.
Samhain.
Samhain,
and it's spelled very differently. It's an old Irish word.
Right.
It looks like Samhain, S-A-M-H-A-I-N. That on this night, the veil between the worlds of the living and the dead fell away, and the dead walked the earth, but not in a vampire zombie way. These were your old relatives coming back, and they would trample the garden and let some animals out of their pens. So you wanted to frighten them away. And the way to do that was, first of all, maybe you'd put on some animal skins, the horns of an animal, to frighten away the,
right.
the dead spirits that were walking. You sent the children around to each house collecting wood for a great bonfire.
Ah.
You'd make a bonfire in the center of the village, and everyone would make an offering to the agricultural god. You wanted to, fight the bring light to this place to fight against the forces of darkness and death. And finally, when it was all over, you walked home and you took some embers from that sacred bonfire and carried them home to light your own hearth fire, and you carried the embers home in a carved-out turnip.
Hmm.
So carving up vegetables, going from
that's
door
how
to
I
door,
carry,
putting
that's
on
how I carry my embers, Ken.
Pardon me?
That's how I carry my embers today.
The Irish came to America, they found something much better for carrying embers, and that's a pumpkin, of course.
Right.
But all these traditions then do go back to this great Irish bonfire, New Year's festival, in late October, thousands of years ago. Now, when Christianity came to the British Isles,
let me stop you for a second.
Okay.
Was it any particular day? I mean, we've already had the equinox, was it the vernal equinox?
We're past the
we're past
equinox.
That. So why would it, is it was it just associated with the end of harvest all the time?
It was associated with the end of harvest. Obviously, it wasn't dated.
So there was no particular day necessarily.
No, but the dating comes a little bit later on when this holiday becomes Christianized, because when Christianity comes to the islands and to this part of Europe, the popes were very smart. They said, we're not going to make the people give up the traditions
right.
they like.
Right, let's don't mess with this.
We're going to let attach it to a new Christian holiday, make it a Christian holiday. And so November 1st, which falls in this period, became All Saints Day,
right.
honor the memory of the departed saints. And a little bit later, there was a day created called All Souls Day, again, to remember the souls of all the departed.
This ties in completely
with the idea that they were celebrating the dead.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty smart on their part to come up to go from the Samhain or the Samhain to the All Saints. I mean, that was a pretty good.
It was brilliant marketing.
Yeah, pretty good politics too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And and the church fathers of that time understood it's very difficult to give up get people to give up their tradition. So let's find a way to make it something that celebrates
right.
Christianity.
Right.
And it by the Middle Ages, this was a very popular thing throughout Europe, and people moved away from putting on animal skins
right.
and they were dressing up as angels and saints. And now the children were going door to door, not collecting wood, but collecting soul cakes, which are
hold
small
on.
Treats.
Hold on to that thought. The soul cakes, that's what I want to come back to when we get back. That sounds pretty good. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Ken Davis is our guest. We're talking about Halloween. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. And if you got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, we got something you can, or anywhere in between, we got something you can read or listen to. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Ken Davis is our guest. He's the author of the New York Times bestseller, Don't Know Much About History, and the entire Don't Know Much About series of books that are so popular and so successful. And so important for our families. Ken, thank you for how you've helped to educate generations.
Oh, it's a labor of love. I have fun doing this stuff. I write about stuff I'm interested in, and it's always a pleasure to do that and bring a little bit more light than heat to some of these subjects.
Well, you do, and I know your books are available wherever books are sold, but also on your website. So
that's right.
And
all of the stuff that I've been talking about Halloween, I can read this at the website, which is don'tknowmuch.com, and you can even see my video blog on the hidden history of Halloween, and connects to all the books, including Don't Know Much About History and the Don't Know Much About Mythology, where I discuss a lot of these ancient rituals that we're still doing on Saturday
right.
night.
You know, Ken, till I was in the sixth grade, I lived in a neighborhood, and literally I've gone and with a pillowcase and filled it up and then gone back and filled it up again, you know, just roaming around the neighborhoods, right? And then when I was in the sixth grade, we moved to the farm out in the country. And so my new friends and I were going trick-or-treating. Well, I show up with a pillowcase. And they look at me and they say, "What are you going to do with that?" You know, we're only going to see about eight people tonight.
You so, could just fill your pocket.
That's exactly right. So I had a little Halloween culture shock there when we moved away from the city. But what you were telling us about these, some kind of cakes, I like
that's
that
right.
idea.
That's right. These were was a medieval tradition in Europe. As I said, people would get dressed up and parade, but they were now dressing up in the costumes of angels and saints and church figures. But children would actually go to the door and ask for a soul cake, which is a small treat, and in exchange for the cake, they would say a prayer for your departed loved ones on All Souls Day.
Right.
And I should explain, in England, this holiday, All Saints and All Souls, was known as All Hallows Day, and the night before, of course, was All Hallows Evening, which eventually gets shortened to Halloween, which is how we get the word that we know. And all of these traditions didn't come to America until the mid-19th century, primarily through the Irish coming to America in the Great Famine years, 1830s, 1840s.
Mm-hmm.
Before then, I have to say, the Puritans who were in charge of things, most things in America and most holidays, were not very big on Halloween.
Right.
They understood the pagan traditions. They understood where this came from, and they were having none of it. And, you know, that's where we come to the modern controversy over Halloween, of course. There are many people, and particularly evangelical Christians, who feel that this is something, there's something satanic. Something
I know some communities, some organizations, some congregations are calling it a harvest celebration. And, I have to say that this, to me, that's adults showing children what, you know, trying to define something as ugly to children that isn't ugly. I mean, I just don't understand what's wrong with having a little fun and dressing up and you know, behaving like that on Halloween. I just don't see what the problem is.
The irony of there is, of course, it is a harvest festival in its origin. So I mean, it's historically speaking, it's true. But I'm with you completely. I think that obviously we've been dressing up in costumes for thousands of years for a reason. We like to do it. It's fun. I don't. You know, as long as you go back to reality the next day, you know what. Why not?
Well, the kids, you know, what good is being a child if you can't have a little fantasy?
I agree completely, and that's why I find this, you know, a little bit overboard.
And there's don't look for something bad in everything.
There's actually a lot of attention up in North Carolina. He's going to burn books on Halloween, including Bibles that aren't the version he likes.
Oh, I see. Well, that's, you know, as my dad used to say, paraphrasing him a little bit, Ken, there's a backside for every seat. Ken, I got about a minute. What else do we need to know about Halloween?
Well, first of all, I think the other thing that is most typical now we think of Halloween is the UNICEF. That got started in the 1950s. A minister a Christian minister in Philadelphia, thought, gee, all these kids walking around with their hands out, this would be a good time to maybe collect some money, and cut down some milk cartons, and those were the first UNICEF boxes, now it's an annual tradition that raises millions of dollars for children around the world.
Something good came from all this, and Ken, I know you join me in telling people and reminding people, folks, tomorrow night is the night when children are killed or hurt by being hit by automobiles than any other time in the year.
Yeah, it's really true. Forget all the old stories about razors and all that stuff. You just have to make sure if your children are out and
right.
They change the rules about changing the clock, so it is a little lighter. But you know, slow down a little bit.
Please
drive
slow.
Watch for the kids.
Yeah,
and if you're taking your children out, you make sure you have a flashlight, something to light them up. have something reflective on their costume if they're not if they're wearing something.
I do remember Ken going
have
to houses.
Fun, but be safe.
I do remember kids. I do remember as a kid going to houses and they'd give you food and we'd eat it and it was okay. You know, those were other times. Hey Ken, congratulations again on your all your good work. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me and have a happy Halloween.
Yeah, we'll see you next time, Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back probably in a few weeks. Stay with us. Right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.